Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is warm and sunny across most of Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly cool. In Haifa, a slight breeze offers relief from the afternoon sun. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in, military officials are concerned Judea and Samaria might become the next focal point for conflict, even as tensions rise in Gaza and Lebanon. Also, reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour, Saudi Arabia warns of a strong response amidst threats from Houthi rebels targeting airports and strategic sites. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports that a legal group in Italy has filed a complaint against an Israeli man for alleged war crimes in Gaza. Separately, according to the Jerusalem Post, a recent Lebanon deal aims to dismantle Hezbollah without requiring Israeli withdrawal. And finally, JNS reports that the IDF has killed Mohammed Jandia, a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a prominent Middle Eastern news outlet, posted just minutes ago about regional tensions. Visegrad 24, a European geopolitical account, reported that Moroccan migrants and football fans caused chaos in Rome, forcing police to retreat. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that Khamenei's funeral in Tehran featured chants against America and Israel. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Judea and Samaria. Walla reports that senior military officials are particularly worried about unrest in these areas. The IDF is on high alert, monitoring potential flashpoints. For residents, this means increased military presence and heightened security measures in their communities. Turning to the Middle East tensions reported by Israel Hayom, Saudi Arabia's firm stance comes after Houthi rebels threatened strategic locations. The region holds its breath, as any escalation could impact international travel and oil markets. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights a legal complaint in Italy against an Israeli combat engineer. The Hind Rajab Foundation claims the man endorsed actions against Gaza. This case may strain Israel-Italy relations and spark international debate on accountability. In Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post, a recent agreement focuses on weakening Hezbollah. The Lebanese ambassador clarified that Israeli withdrawal is not part of the deal. This stance may affect future negotiations and stability in the region. And finally, JNS reports that the IDF has killed Mohammed Jandia. He was involved in a deadly attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz. This action brings some closure to the families affected, but also underscores the ongoing conflict dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Finance Minister Smotrich has passed a reform that critics say might harm savings despite official assurances to the contrary. Separately, CTEC notes that Palo Alto Networks is joining Israel's key indices with phased entry rules and a cap to manage foreign exposure. And finally, Globes shares that Israeli tech fundraising saw a significant increase, with companies raising $7.6 billion in the first half of 2026. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.